Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This hour, Ben and Woods, is brought to you by eBay. It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with certified refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands. We're talking Bose, Works, iRobot, and more. So go full on summer with half off top brands. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today. I must say, I was, I don't want to say taken aback because that's not the right phrase for it. But I was definitely a little surprised when I saw Jace Tingler's pregame Zoom yesterday and how passionate and fiery he was.
I loved it.
It's not what we usually get from him in the media sessions. We'll hear from the skipper on Manny Machado's play on Sunday Night Baseball coming up after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. You sometimes forget that Jace Tingler is still a very young manager in Major League Baseball. He is... He's barely managed over a half a season of Major League Baseball games. When you combine a 60-game season last year.
Is he at 100?
With, what, 42 or something? Yeah,
he's just right over 100 now.
Baseball games in his managerial career. Feels just because he was hired, you know, so long ago, it feels like, oh, yeah, he's been doing this for a while. Not really in the big scheme of things. He's still a pretty young manager. He's still kind of getting his sea legs under him on, you know, a number of aspects of the job. Clearly, players like him. Clearly, he gets a lot out of his team, has a good plan, and so far it's worked out really well. I think one area where Jace is kind of more kind of toe in the water, kind of feeling his way around a little bit in the dark, is handling the media. He's made great strides just in the number of times we've interviewed him, Woodsy, on this program. From the beginning to the, you know, just starting to feel a little more comfortable with being himself and expressing, you know, some opinions and talking to us about the game. But he's still also very guarded. You know, he's kind of Belichickian in terms of the information he gives out. He doesn't want to put up any material that he doesn't have to in some of these pregame and postgame Zoom sessions. But I thought clearly yesterday went back to an earlier incident from last year. And I'm talking about when Fernando Tatis Jr. hit the grand slam on the 3-0 pitch. And Jace Tingler, after the game, kind of went with the old school baseball. Yeah, we'll talk to him about it. You know, it's, you know, we don't love that. And didn't have his players back.
Yep.
Didn't kind of show enough of support for his guy in that situation. Of course, the rest of the baseball world came out and pretty much completely supported Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah.
And Tingler quickly the next day kind of changed his tune and moved forward. And it wasn't a thing. And
They started rolling after
that.
Yeah,
and the team started rolling, and Tatis and him were absolutely fine. All right, so fast forward now to this year. Another big, you know, moment that played out on national television, Sunday Night Baseball. Manny Machado, fourth inning on Sunday. The takeout slide of Tommy Edmond between first and second base all of a sudden becomes a bit of a national controversy. Not in the game of baseball, but with some fans and some Machado haters who are out there taking shots at his third baseman on social media and on talk shows across the country and just in general slandering Manny's name. There was no hesitation this time from Jace Tingler, who clearly had something he wanted to say in yesterday's pregame Zoom news conference.
First thing I did was I gave him a high five. I thought it was a play, honestly, that won the game. I think it shows, you know, a couple things. You know, we got five guys out. This guy is playing his butt off on a day game where we've already won the series. You got Jake Cronenworth busting his tail down the line. And you got Manny staying out of the double play. And quite frankly, it's a clean play. It's a play that coming up with the Blue Jays. It was a play, you know, we talked about, we were drilled into as young minor league players. And so it's just a weird narrative, honestly. You know, for people to have, you know, such a crazy take, like it's acceptable to give up. It's acceptable to not try. It's acceptable. Like, so I thought it was a play that won the game yesterday. Honestly, it keeps an inning going. And I believe that was the inning we scored four runs on. And my guess is if you give up and Jake's not busting his butt and Manny's not doing his job, then it's probably a 1-2-3 inning, and we probably lose that game. That, to me, is the story.
All right, so if you don't know Jace Tingler, you know, he wasn't screaming, but if you've listened to enough of those, there was some fire behind the words from Jace Tingler yesterday.
Yeah, he was animated. You know, there was animated kind of hand movements, things like that. I mean, he was really feeling it yesterday. Is there more, Paulie?
There was a follow-up, and he was asked if he was surprised that the story even became a story.
That's the one I want.
Yeah, I am surprised that was even a thing, because my natural reaction was that's a hell of a baseball play. And so the first thing when he came in, you're going to get nothing but knuckles and high fives from myself and staff and the members in that dugout. As far as you know, with it being Manny, it's just such a, honestly, it's like a tired narrative. It's so tired, you know, to be, you know, labeled. And it's like, look at like what this guy's done. And look, it's fun to be judgmental on guys when they come up to the league and they're young and all that. But you look at the way this guy's played, my time around him, the things that you hear around the league, they couldn't be any more 180 opposite of what is true. And I've always thought this. I was taught from a coach a long time ago, and it's always stuck with me, is you want to know what type of teammate a guy is, or you want to see what type of teammate it is, they are, is watch them run the bases. Because you don't run the bases for yourself. You run the bases for your team. And you look at the way Manny has hustled, ran, played the game right, competed, played through injury, is showing leadership by the way he plays, not with his mouth. It just shocks me. It may not fit people's narrative, but this guy is all about winning, and he's doing, playing the game the way it's supposed to be taught. And I'd be, you know, I've got two boys, and that's a great example of how to play the game.
Damn near made me cry, I swear to God. When he said that yesterday, I got my son, Bo. I know Fernando Tatis is the young, exciting, you know, dynamic player. I love the kid to death. We're a Manny household. Bo is obsessed with Manny Machado. He's 3 years old. When we play ball, he tells me, Dada, you're Tatis, I'm Manny. I'm like, hey, I'm Hosmer. I'm playing first base. And he's like, all right, I'll be Manny. It's crazy. He's 3 years old, you know? And when I heard that from Skip yesterday, bro, it got me. I was fired up yesterday, and he's absolutely right. First guy out of the dugout when anybody does anything, not Fernando Tatis, not Tommy Pham, not Eric Hosmer, not Will Myers, it's Manny Machado. That's the guy. Top step every single time. You know what else blew my mind? I didn't even think about this. Day game after we won the series. He's out there playing.
Evening kind of.
Evening-ish. You know what I'm saying. Yeah, but what a perfect time to say, I'll get you off your feet a little bit. right? Yeah, get you a couple innings, whatever. Dude, he is out there every single day and wants to be out there every single day. You need him to play right field? Sure, done. What do you need? I got you. Who's going to pull for their teammates harder than that guy? Nobody. I mean, and I, you know, I know we don't have captains on the Padres, but they should, and it should be that guy.
I don't want this to sound, this is not criticism of any other player, certainly not slander toward Fernando Tatis Jr., who is spectacular. You can't take your eyes off of him when he's on the field. The best all-around player on the Padres is, by a fairly wide margin, Manny Machado.
100%.
If you could put together a team and just say, I just want to clone one guy on my team and put him on every position out there, if you did that with Manny Machado, that team would be
unbeatable.
Unstoppable, yep. Unbeatable. It would be the best team in baseball history. Yeah, if you could just have all Manny Machados out there.
And again,
no doubt about it.
Not a knock on anybody else.
No,
it's
not at all.
But I mean, Manny is the slickest defender I've ever seen. May have the best arm I've ever seen. He has one of the best swings I've ever seen. Nobody stays in the zone longer than Manny does. I know he goes through these little ups and downs and streaks. A lot of times he's trying to do too much. But my God, wouldn't you, with all the crap that's heaped on that guy's back every day, you know, wouldn't you try? Wouldn't you try too hard?
As many superstars do, but he gets the very best from all the pitchers he's facing. They're very careful with him,
100%,
because they know if they make a mistake, he's going to punish it. So you know, he's got to find pitches that aren't necessarily, you know, great pitches to hit sometimes, and he still hits them. He still has been putting scorching line drives into play. Forget about his batting average right now; that is around 240. That's it. Forget about it. He is hitting the ball hard. He's hitting more hard line drives than anyone in baseball.
He's locked in.
He's been very unlucky to this point of the season, but he is a difference maker for the Padres.
You guys ever see him pull a first baseman off the bag? Because I can't recall a time. I know he's probably had a throwing error or two. I don't remember it. I don't. I mean, it's in the chest every time, no matter where he fields the baseball.
He had one that actually, I think Hosmer last week had to go down to his, it was down by the knees. And it was almost like,
whoa, what's wrong with Manny?
That was a bad throw by Manny.
It was in the air, though. It was a line.
It didn't bounce or anything. It was still on a line. It just was kind of a little, like, maybe a foot lower than normal.
He's a dream. He is a dream, right? So I loved it. I thought Jace did a great job. And you know that goes miles with a guy like Manny, too.
Yeah, Jace Tingler increased his credibility by leaps and bounds yesterday with that opportunity to defend his player.
Wow, and then for Manny to come out in his first AB. Gray goes up and in, first pitch. No purpose behind it. I don't think so. John Gray loves to pitch inside. Hit Cronenworth later in the game. Nothing's intentional. He is not afraid to throw inside. He goes up and in, and then another kind of a waste pitch, and then Manny just takes him yard.
Now the pitch from the right-hander, and Manny launches it to deep left field. Tapia going back. Looking up, and it's going to go! A two-run homer for Manny.
So great. So
perfect.
Great.
Perfect way to start a game. Triple, home run. They scored another run in the first inning to make it 3-0 with little benefit of a questionable call on that drop ball at first by John Gray. Had it for a second. Almost looked like he was trying to flip it out of his glove.
It was like floppity. His glove was like floppity when he hit the bag, and it came out, and good hustle play there. I can't remember who was on. Was it Crow?
Cronenworth was on, and he scored.
Yeah, a lot of hustle last night. You saw Jerks and Profar take an extra bag last night.
Cronenworth
that really helped.
Dropped down a bunt single.
Yep.
Had a couple of infield hits in that game. All right, seeing Profar back as well was nice. And by the way, he played some good first base
yesterday. Yeah, he looked
good. Picked some throws, some pickoff throws that were low in the dirt, other throws. Just seemed like he was very comfortable, given that he doesn't play that position very often. I only remember a couple of times since he joined the Padres that he's been over at first base. Obviously, they've needed him much more on the outfield. But, you know, as a former infielder and has done some first base in his career, but did a really nice job yesterday after coming off the injured list with the COVID contact tracing to step in, get a couple of hits, score some runs, play some defense. Nice little lift to get Jurickson Profar back.
That Tommy Pham's an adventure, huh?
Yeah, just when you thought, you know, Tommy Pham is breaking out of a season-long slump, he hits one of his worst games of the year.
God.
The misplay in the outfield grounds into a couple of double plays.
And then
plays.
He made a really nice catch that he didn't, I'm not saying it was eyewash.
Well,
it was
a dive. He had to get down there.
But he also, he misjudged it off the bat and like had his hand up over his eyes and then caught it. He lost it. They said he lost it in the bank of lights, but he's an adventure right now. And somebody tweeted at us last night, some nameless, faceless guy with one follower. Can't wait to hear you guys defend Fam. Look, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm rooting for the guy. You know why? Because he's playing on the team that I root for. I'm rooting for the guy. I'm not ready. They're not. I can only control the things I can control, Benny. They're not going to cut Tommy Pham. Does everybody realize that? They're not going to eat $8.5 million or whatever it may be. They're just not. So I'm going to pull for the guy. I do like the guy. I do like the guy's track record, and I want him to succeed. I want him to succeed. Doesn't mean I'm defending him. It's hard to defend that, but I am rooting for him.
Have a lot more Padres talk coming up in the second half of Ben and Woods, including an appearance from Padres outfielder Brian O'Grady at 7:35. Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres, will be with us at 8:35 to discuss this series and play a little Incorporator. All guests appearing on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Of course, coming up at 7 o'clock, start the day with a little take on Woods. A chance to qualify for a Vegas getaway, $250 food and beverage, golf for two. Call now, 833-288-0973, to play our musical trivia game. That's next with Bennett Woods on The Fam.